This is the reading for February 1st, Psalm 32. Happy is the person whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. Happy is the person whom the Lord does not consider guilty and in whom there is nothing false. When I kept things to myself, I felt weak deep inside me. I moaned all day long. Day and night you punished me. My strength was gone as in the summer heat. Then I confessed my sins to you and didn't hide my guilt. I said, I will confess my sins to the Lord, and you forgave my guilt. For this reason, all who obey you should pray to you while they still can. When trouble rises like a flood, they will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You protect me from my troubles and fill me with songs of salvation. The Lord says, I will make you wise and show you where to go. I will guide you and watch over you. So don't be like a horse or donkey that doesn't understand. They must be led with bits and reins, or they will not come near you. Wicked people have many troubles, but the Lord's love surrounds those who trust Him. Good people, rejoice and be happy in the Lord. Sing, all you whose hearts are right. Exodus chapter 13. Then the Lord said to Moses, Give every firstborn male to me. Every firstborn male among the Israelites belongs to me, whether human or animal. Moses said to the people, Remember this day, the day you left Egypt. You were slaves in that land, but the Lord with his great power brought you out of it. You must not eat bread made with yeast. Today, in the month of Abib, you are leaving Egypt. The Lord will lead you to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites. This is the land He promised your ancestors He would give you, a fertile land. There you must celebrate this feast during the first month of every year. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast, and on the seventh day there will be a feast to honor the Lord. So for 7 days you must not eat any bread made with yeast. There must be no bread made with yeast anywhere in your land. On that day, you should tell your son, We are having this feast because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. This feast will help you remember, like a mark on your hand or a reminder on your forehead. This feast will remind you to speak the Lord's teachings because the Lord used His great power to bring you out of Egypt. So celebrate this feast every year at the right time. And when the Lord takes you into the land of the Canaanites, the land He promised to give you and your ancestors, you must give Him every firstborn male. Also, every firstborn male animal must be given to the Lord. Buy back every firstborn donkey by offering a lamb. But if you don't want to buy the donkey back, then break its neck. You must buy back from the Lord every firstborn of your sons. From now on, when your son asks you, What does this mean? You will answer, With His great power, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, the land where we were slaves. The king of Egypt was stubborn and refused to let us leave. But the Lord killed every firstborn male in Egypt, both human and animal. That is why I sacrifice every firstborn male animal to the Lord, and that is why I buy back each of my firstborn sons from the Lord. This feast is like a mark on your hand and a reminder on your forehead to help you remember that the Lord brought us out of Egypt with His great power. When the king sent the people out of Egypt, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was the shortest way. God said, if they have to fight, they might change their minds and go back to Egypt. So God led them through the desert toward the Red Sea. The Israelites were dressed for fighting when they left the land of Egypt. Moses carried the bones of Joseph with him, because before Joseph died, he had made the Israelites promise to do this. He had said, When God saves you, remember to carry my bones with you out of Egypt. The Israelites left Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. The Lord showed them the way. During the day, He went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud, and during the night, He was in a pillar of fire to give them light. In this way, they could travel during the day or night. The pillar of cloud was always with them during the day, and the pillar of fire was always with them at night. Exodus chapter 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, Tell the Israelites to turn back to Pi-Hahiroth and to camp between Migdol and the Red Sea. camp across from Baal Zephon on the shore of the sea. The king will think the Israelites are lost, trapped by the desert. I will make the king stubborn again, so he will chase after them, but I will defeat the king and his army. This will bring honor to me, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." The Israelites did just as they were told. When the king of Egypt was told that the Israelites had left, he and his officers changed their minds about them. They said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites leave. We have lost our slaves." So the king prepared his war chariot and took his army with him. He took 600 of his best chariots together with all the other chariots of Egypt, each with an officer in it. The Lord made the king of Egypt stubborn, so he chased the Israelites, who were leaving victoriously. The Egyptians, with all the king's horses, chariot drivers, and army, chased the Israelites. They caught up with them while they were camped by the Red Sea near Pi-Hahiroth and Baal Zephon. When the Israelites saw the king and his army coming after them, they were very frightened and cried to the Lord for help. They said to Moses, "What have you done to us? Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in the desert? There were plenty of graves for us in Egypt. We told you in Egypt, 'Let us alone, we will stay and serve the Egyptians. Now we will die in the desert.'" But Moses answered, "Don't be afraid. Stand still, and you will see the Lord save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again after today. You only need to remain calm. The Lord will fight for you." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Command the Israelites to start moving. Raise your walking stick and hold it over the sea, so that the sea will split and the people can cross it on dry land. I will make the Egyptians stubborn so they will chase the Israelites. But I will be honored when I defeat the king and all of his chariot drivers and chariots. When I defeat the king, his chariot drivers and chariots, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." Now the angel of God that usually traveled in front of Israel's army moved behind them. Also, the pillar of cloud moved from in front of the people and stood behind them. So the cloud came between the Egyptians and the Israelites. This made it dark for the Egyptians, but gave light to the Israelites. So the cloud kept the two armies apart all night. Then Moses held his hand over the sea. All that night the Lord drove back the sea with a strong east wind, making the sea become dry ground. The water was split, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry land, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Then all the king's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers followed them into the sea. When morning came, the Lord looked down from the pillar of cloud and fire at the Egyptian army and made them panic. He kept the wheels of the chariots from turning, making it hard to drive the chariots. The Egyptians shouted, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them and again against Egypt." Then the Lord told Moses, "Hold your hand over the sea so that the water will come back over the Egyptians, their chariots and chariot drivers." So Moses raised his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its place. The Egyptians tried to run from it, but the Lord swept them away into the sea. The water returned, covering the chariots, chariot drivers, and all the king's army that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites crossed the sea on dry land with a wall of water on their right hand and on their left. So that day the Lord saved the Israelites from the Egyptians, and the Israelites saw the Egyptians lying dead on the seashore. When the Israelites saw the great power the Lord had used against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord, and they trusted him and his servant Moses.
Chapter 21.
When they came near to Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage and the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples ahead of him. He said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you. You will find a donkey tied there and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them. That person will send them at once." This happened so that what the prophet had said came true. "Tell the people of Zion, your king is coming to you. He is gentle, riding on a donkey, on a colt, a young pack animal." The disciples did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their coats on them for Jesus to sit on. Most of the people spread their coats on the road. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and that followed him was shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus came into Jerusalem, the whole city was in an uproar. People were asking, "Who is this?" The crowd answered, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus went into the temple courtyard and threw out everyone who was buying and selling there. He overturned the money changers' tables and the chairs of those who sold pigeons. He told them, "Scripture says, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you're turning it into a gathering place for thieves." Blind and lame people came to him in the temple courtyard, and he healed them. When the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing miracles he performed and the children shouting in the temple courtyard, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were irritated. They said to him, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" Jesus replied, "Yes, I do. Have you never read, 'From the mouths of little children and infants, you have created praise'?" He left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. In the morning, as Jesus returned to the city, he became hungry. When he saw a fig tree by the road, he went up to the tree and found nothing on it but leaves. He said to the tree, "May fruit never grow on you again." At once the fig tree dried up. The disciples were surprised to see this. They asked, "How did the fig tree dry up so quickly?" Jesus answered them, "I can guarantee this truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will be able to do what I did to the fig tree. You could also say to this mountain, 'Be uprooted and thrown into the sea,' and it will happen. Have faith that you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Then Jesus went into the temple courtyard and began to teach. The chief priests and the leaders of the people came to him. They asked, "What gives you the right to do these things? Who told you that you could do this?" Jesus answered them, "I too have a question for you. If you answer it for me, I'll tell you why I have the right to do these things. Did John's right to baptize come from heaven or from humans?" They discussed this among themselves. They said, "If we say from heaven, he will ask us, 'Then why didn't you believe him?' But if we say from humans, we're afraid of what the crowd might do. All those people think of John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus told them, "Then I won't tell you why I have the right to do these things. What do you think about this? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go to work in the vineyard today.' His son replied, 'I don't want to.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the other son and told him the same thing. He replied, 'I will, sir,' but he didn't go. Which of the two sons did what the father wanted?" "The first," they answered. Jesus said to them, "I can guarantee this truth. Tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. John came to you and showed you the way that God wants you to live, but you didn't believe him. The tax collectors and prostitutes believed him. But even after you had seen that, you didn't change your minds and believe him." Listen to another illustration. A landowner planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, made a wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to vineyard workers and went on a trip. When the grapes were getting ripe, he sent his servants to the workers to collect his share of the produce. The workers took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned a third to death. So the landowner sent more servants, but the workers treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them. He thought, "They will respect my son." When the workers saw his son, they said to one another, "This is the heir. Let's kill him and get his inheritance." So they grabbed him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those workers? They answered, "He will destroy those evil people. Then he will lease the vineyard to other workers who will give him his share of the produce when it is ready." Jesus asked them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? The Lord is responsible for this, and it is amazing for us to see. That is why I can guarantee that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce what God wants. Anyone who falls on this stone will be broken. If the stone falls on anyone, it will crush that person. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his illustrations, they knew he was talking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but were afraid of the crowds who thought he was a prophet.